Must get to Giles Beckford and the Kōrero Kai Pakihi. Kia ora.
Thank you, Susie. Good morning. Wall Street has ended a bit mixed. The latest statement from the Federal Reserve had no significant changes to policy or rates or its view of the US economy, which it says is improving. But COVID-19, obviously, and vaccination remain key issues. It looks like it continues with its bond buying program and says that inflation pressures are largely temporary and may go up before they go down. So no real signals there about when it will start to ease up on money, loose money policies. The end result is the NASDAQ was up 0.75%, Dow Jones down 0.33%, and the S&P 500 was fractionally weaker. Our own top 50 index managed a 5-point rise yesterday. 12,595 is where it starts. New Zealand dollar just firmed a little in the wake of the Fed statement. 69.5 US cents, 94.3 Australian, 50 British pence, 0.587 euro, 76.4 Japanese yen, and 4.51 yuan. Brent crude oil is flat at $74.60 US a barrel. Gold is up $8 at $1,807 US an ounce. We're all hanging out for the Commerce Commission draft report on supermarket and retail grocery sector. It's just come into my emails. I'm just reading the first paragraph that says the draft report has found that competition is not working well for consumers. If competition was more effective, retailers would face stronger pressures to deliver the right prices, quality and range to satisfy a diverse range of consumer preferences. I'll come back and give you some more details on that one a little bit later once I've had a chance to just digest it. And of course, we're back at 12:20 in Midday Report.
Yes, very good. Tēnā pai, Giles Beckford.